at the beginning of this year, or whenever it is you can start it, we can begin again with our discipline. But let it be a discipline of strong supplication that must have an answer. Let me direct you to some scriptures where that word is used. And then I want to quickly give to you five principles of prayer that worked in the life of the Apostle Paul as he expressed them in a few verses in the opening of his letter to the Philippians. But first, let us see this word, supplication. The Greek word is deesis, kin to that word that means it is necessary. It's a binding obligation. The first time it's used after the Gospels, after Jesus is gone, the first time is in Acts chapter 1, verse 14. I love this verse. Listen to it. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brethren. Who are these? Luke, who wrote the Gospel of Luke as well as the book of Acts, near the end of the Gospel of Luke, had recorded these words from Jesus. He told the disciples, "Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Don't leave Jerusalem until you have received the promise of the Father. Don't leave Jerusalem until you have received the Holy Spirit." I think he could have added, "If you do leave before you receive the Holy Spirit, you won't have anything to give." And so they continued in prayer and supplication. As I said, there are 9 words in the Greek New Testament for prayer. We have 2 of them here in this verse. The word prayer, which is the word most ordinarily used to speak of prayer, and then this word used somewhat less, meaning supplication, strong praying that must have an answer, like the man who went to his friend at midnight. Paul used that word in the conclusion of his epistle to the Ephesians. I want to read just 3 verses from Ephesians, chapter 6. This is after, it's at the latter part of his telling them about the armor they are to wear. He said, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God," praying, using an ordinary word for prayer, "praying always with all prayer," an ordinary word just meaning prayer, "with all prayer and supplication," that strong word that must have an answer, that must receive. After you have your armor on, after you've come to know your position in Christ, as Paul has laid it out in Ephesians, after you've had your walk adjusted to your position, after your life has been brought into order, you've learned about warfare, then, with the full armor that God provides, pray with the kind of praying that will not give in until the answer is there. And then Paul adds this. He doesn't often make reference to his needs. He gives his testimony, but he does add this bit after that. He says, "Praying for all saints." I hope you don't despise the word saints. I hope you don't misunderstand what it means. The saints are the ones who will take the kingdom. The saints are the ones whom Antichrist himself most fears, for it's the saints that will strip him of his power. You make your praying and your supplication for all saints, all believers, and for me, he said. He was in jail. He should have sent out a letter. Pray for me that I will get out of this jail. No, he just said, pray for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. You know, he was allowed to come out and have some freedom in a house that he rented for a couple of years. And then one more verse. It's in Philippians 4, verse 6. This is a good verse. He says, be careful for nothing. That means don't be anxious about anything. Oh, how anxiety wants to take us over. It wants to possess us and drive us down. But Paul says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. There are four words in that verse, incidentally, that are to be associated with prayer. One is the word prayer, the ordinary word for prayer. I'll tell you what it is. In the Greek, it's prosuche. It has a different sound. See, it's different. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. That word request simply means things that you ask for. Now, I want to quickly lay before you these five principles that I have found in Philippians. I think we will not have time herein to discuss them fully, but let me read the scripture and make a comment or two. First is the principle of thankfulness. As you are praying for others, and this word supplication, I believe in nearly every place, if not every place, supplication is praying in behalf of others. It's the kind of praying that must have an answer. But Paul said here, as he was going to enter into that kind of praying for these people at Philippi, though he's in Rome, in jail, he says, I thank God every time I think about you. I'm going to ask you to consider taking that as part of your discipline, the discipline of supplication for this year, to thank God for the people for whom you're praying, especially for those who are the most needy. Thanking him for a person, particularly one who may be troublesome to you, someone that would cause you worry. Thank God for them. I believe the Lord has revealed this to me, that when we can thank God for someone who is troublesome, or in danger, or in need, or in sin, however it might be, you thank God for them. That brings them and their situation into the realm of God's working in their life. It's like you hold them before God, and it helps to sanctify their situation and brings in the Holy Spirit and makes way for him to work in their lives. Principle one, then, the principle of being thankful for the people for whom you pray. The second principle is a principle of importunity. Now that's in verse 4 of Philippians 1. You wouldn't find that or catch a hold of it unless you saw it in the original. But as I read this in the Greek one day, I saw that that word elsewhere translated supplication occurs twice in this verse, though it did not get translated that way by these dear men who worked on the King James. But let me show you where it is. Always in every prayer, it's that word of mine for you all, making request, it's that word too, with joy. The same word translated one time prayer and the other time request is the same word that's translated in Acts 1:14 as supplication. It's the word we found at the end of Ephesians as supplication, where he says, pray for the saints. Pray for the saints with supplication, with a kind of praying that must have an answer. That's one of the principles of Paul's praying. We're asking it to come over upon us, always making supplication. And then he adds this, with joy. Oh, do we ever need that word discipline associated with this? For so many of us are inclined, rather than having joy over people, we have worry and anxiety and distress. But when we can bring them and their situation before the throne of God with strong praying, calls supplication that must be answered, we do that, there is a joy that will be born of the Spirit within us. You know, joy is not the result of circumstances. Joy is the fruit of the Spirit. Then, the third principle is confidence concerning those for whom you pray. It's in verse 6 of Philippians 1. Paul said this, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That word, being confident, is a good, strong word. It, I believe, could be a little more strongly interpreted as having been persuaded, there's come a persuasion upon me concerning you. It's remaining there, I believe Paul would say, that God, who has begun working in you, will continue working in you with a view toward the day of Jesus Christ. Even those who pass away, those who do not remain unto his coming, they still will have the opportunity to stand in the day of Jesus Christ. Paul made it clear, they which sleep shall rise, he said. There was the third principle. Now, there is a fourth principle. I find it as I look at verse 7 of Philippians 1. He says, it is meet, or it is right for me to think, that means to have this frame of mind of you, concerning you, because I have you in my heart. It's the principle of an enlarged heart, a heart large enough to embrace the people for whom you're praying, the people in need. Oh, there are so many people around that just need someone to hold them in their heart. Ask God to give you a heart large enough to hold the people for whom you should and can pray. And then there's this principle, unusual one. Verse 8, Philippians 1, "For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ." That means my longing for you as I am praying for you comes with the compassion put within me by Jesus Christ. Father, let these principles come and work within your people. Teach us, dear God, that as we are groaning, travailing, as all creation joins together, we become part of the birth pangs, waiting for the age that's coming. Give us, dear God, these good principles that worked in Paul. Bring forth, I guess we would use the word, Lord, supplicators, those who make supplication for others, for all saints, all believers. And then we start reaching out and embracing those who aren't yet believers, but they are heavy on our hearts. And Lord, let us remember that we're taught also in your word to pray for all of those in authority, that our land may be governed properly until your day arrives, for which we long. Thank you, dear Jesus, for dying for us and bringing us to the Father and for giving us your name to pray before him. Amen.